When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it's halftime. Your girl's just really waking up right now. Welcome back to First Take, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase in New York City. It's a little chilly out there. It's fiery on set. Yep, that was a real cringe, but that's the best I got this morning. Without Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers overcame a 15-point deficit and 41 points from Stephen Curry to win 131-25 versus the Warriors in the Bay. The Nuggets collapsed in the final minutes against the Sacramento Kings and now enter the All-Star break on a three-game skid. The fight for the one seed in the Western Conference looks like it'll come down to the wire, with the fourth-seeded Nuggets just 2.5 games behind the top-seeded T-Wolves. Who knew about Minnesota? The T-Wolves, a 57% chance to finish as the top seed in the West. America, I present to you Kendrick Perkins and Brian Windhorst with the best hair.
What's going on, Molly?
A pitiful. A pitiful.
Hey, Perk. Hey,
what's up, man?
Before we dive into this, I like this whole fit. It's clean.
Well, I appreciate
like
it, Molly.
I like the chain. You're not doing too much. The turtleneck. It works. I'm into it.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying. What you got?
I think he's a successful basketball analyst for the worldwide leader. I would have expected a little bit more ice, like something shiny.
No, I like that it's like understated. It's just a cool just Cuban link. It's
we're not talking about your taste right now, Molly. We're talking about mine. We're talking about yours.
I would have liked something a little bit more shiny. We know you.
You know what they say, right? Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Get in line, Stephen A. All right, let's talk about the West. I can't believe what a good mood Stephen A's in right now, by the way. I thought he was going to be like super cranky Vegas, L.A., now Indy. But you're doing well, kid. Keep it up. Real proud of you. We got 60 minutes to go, Stephen A. Let's finish strong. You got this, okay?
Well, I'm away from you. I'm not in studio right next to you.
Fire
so that
up,
helps.
Baby. Let's do it. People at home want your energy. Oh, my God, I hate when you do stuff like that. All right, Stephen A., seriously, let's talk about the West, though. And I know you're going to be going out to Minnesota doing some all access there. Who do you have in the West right now?
Well, listen, I think that you have to have the Denver Nuggets. That's a team that's the reigning defending NBA champions. They're 28-11 when Jamal Murray and Jokic are in the lineup together. 8-8 without them. We get that. But I'm just of the mindset, even though I should have them, I got to tell y'all, I'm keeping my eyes on the Clippers. I'm just looking at them, their prolific tendencies on the offensive side of the ball. When you think about a Zubac and a Plumlee, obviously that's nothing to match up with Jokic skill-wise. But nevertheless, you know, they're formidable big bodies that you can at least throw in the direction of Jokic and Aaron Gordon. And then I'm looking at what they bring to the table offensively. I brought up the fact that James Harden last night had 26-8-7. That was with a quiet fourth quarter because they were busy watching Norman Powell go ballistic. Can't leave him open from the left corner. He's drilling three all day, every day in that regard. We know what Paul George brings to the table. We see what Russell Westbrook is bringing off the bench. We know what Kawhi Leonard and what a superstar he is when he's healthy. And he didn't even play last night because he wasn't in the lineup. He was injured. I'm just looking at them right now, and I'm fantasizing, me personally, guys, if the Clippers win, what level of pressure that puts on the Los Angeles Lakers to maintain relevancy. And you know how I like the storylines. You know how I like to be fed that. You know, to know that the Clippers are about to move out of the Crypto.com arena, to go into a new arena, to find themselves in a situation where all of that pressure, because they're winning, if they were to win, what level of pressure that puts on the Los Angeles Lakers, I mean, I just love it. I just love it. And you should too, Perk and Wendy, because most of y'all time, unlike the rest of us, is spent in L.A. And so you should want that even more than me.
What's going to happen is going to happen. And the Clippers are going to win the Western Conference. because they have zero flaws, right? They have everything and they check all the boxes. When you think about the depth, Stephen A., you just alluded to, you talk about Big Zubac, Plumlee, and Daniel Tice at the center position. That's enough bodies to battle defensively against any big in the Western Conference. When you think about the wings that they have, you're looking at the young fella Coffee. We saw what Norman Powell did last night to the Golden State Warriors, arguably could be the sixth man of the year. Then you look at Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is going to win the Clippers at least three games by himself, where he's going to be that impactful off the bench for the Clippers this postseason. And then you talk about Paul George and James Harden. And you know the great thing about this, and I said this on the countdown yesterday to Wendy, Malika, and Shanae, who, by the way, did a great job. I said the great thing about those two is that they both want big money come this offseason. That's if Paul George and the Clippers don't come to a contract extension, which I believe they won't. But they both want max money. So now you have competition within the locker room to see who is the number two on the team. And that's a great thing for the Clippers. But then you go to Kawhi Leonard Jordan. And I said this. He is Jordan in the triangle offense. Oh. And when you think about a healthy Kawhi, when you think about a healthy Kawhi Leonard, he could be the best player against any other player in any given series when it comes down to the postseason clutch moments, defending both ways, doing what it needs to be done, and then you look up and down the sideline, and who do you have? Old Ty Lue, the one that's pulling it all together. The Clippers are so deep. I want y'all to think about this for a second. The Clippers are so deep, they told P.J. Tucker and Bones Highland not to travel with the team. They're not even sniffing the floor right now. P.J. Tucker could be providing quality minutes for a contending team right now. He's getting DMPs for the Clippers. I got the Clippers coming out of the West.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about youth, because the one thing we know historically, to win in the big games in the postseason, you got to have experience. So you look at these teams in the West. Oklahoma City is one of the youngest teams we've ever seen being competitive. None of those guys have any significant playoff experience. Asking them to win three playoff series when most of them have never even won a single playoff game, I just can't see it, and that's no disrespect. You look at the Timberwolves. Now, they have some experienced players. Mike Conley, absolutely. Rudy Gobert has a bunch of different playoff experiences. But this is an organization that hasn't won a playoff series since Ant Edwards was 2 years old. Okay, so again, while I look at them and see how they defend and look at how they play on the road and I give them a fighting chance, it's hard to sell me that they're going to come up with it. So you're left with Denver and the Clippers. When you look at Denver, they're struggling a little bit right now. They've lost three in a row. Their offense has really slid back from last season. They're in the middle of the pack. They were the best offensive team in the playoffs last year. And one of the reasons why they've backslid is because they have such a young bench. You look at who they bring off the bench. It's not Jeff Green and Bruce Brown anymore. It's a bunch of first and second year players. So while you look at them and say they're awesome and Jokic, the Jokic-Murray-Gordon-Porter combination is devastating and KCP has rings with two different teams, there is a little bit of vulnerability there. So I can see how if you're out there in the West, you could see, look, it's going to be hard, but maybe they're not quite at the same level right now. But then, like Perk said, you go look at the Clippers, they check every box. And Stephen A., can you imagine the dream that Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, has about the night he opens his new arena here in L.A., the Intuit Dome?
You're the champion.
His passion.
You're the champion.
It's banner night. Can you imagine what that would mean to him? And so,
unreal.
A lot of things have to happen, especially health, and I'm certainly not discounting the Nuggets, but I think youth could play a big role in the Western Conference playoffs.
Well, let me say this. I mean, I'm not the most astute or the most accomplished businessman in the world, but I know I know a thing or two about it. And I know that if my boss is a billionaire, and that if I win a championship and the first night that he opens that new arena is banner night, and what that could mean You understand? For me and my future opportunities, that would be additional incentive for me to go out there and perform at a very, very, very high level. You understand? So there's incentive all over the place. You got the Southern California sunshine. Inglewood ain't bad now. Inglewood ain't bad, okay? And so you got that going on, all right? And then you got that new arena there. And oh, by the way, you're in the same town as the Purple and Gold because it's going to be Laker Nation all day, every day in L.A. But if you win, you'll get your own base to some degree, which would be enough for you because there's plenty of room to spare in the second largest state in the union. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, wait a minute, this is incentive all over the place. I'm the Los Angeles Clippers. I got more incentive than ever before to win. Ever.
So are you two guys leaning for us picking the Clippers to win it all?
They're the most impressive team Boston. 1 through 10. But doesn't mean they're going to win it. But they're the most impressive team 1 through 10, in my view.
They're the most impressive
team right now. I'm leaning towards them winning the West. I still haven't jumped off the Boston Celtics bandwagon of winning it all.
Hmm. I beg to differ. I actually got the Clippers I got the Clippers winning it all. And it's solely because
of that. Well, damn it, how do you think we don't know that? How do you think you don't know that? You're on TV more than me. You're on TV more than me. Every hotel, every bar, everything. They see you all over the place. Damn it, let me tell you something right now. You're on ESPN News as much as you're on ESPN. You understand what I'm saying? You're on .com, you're every damn way, okay? We see you everywhere. You're omnipotent, all right? We see you all the time.
ESPN News, it's a big ESPN news star.
I'm not complaining. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. I needed some help. You understand what I'm saying? I don't mind y'all at all. Take all the time you want.
I got y'all on here for a reason.
I need all the help I can get.
You know who's really the YouTube star? That guy, Wendy, all the way at the end of our shot.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, I know that.
Call me on YouTube, Molly.
What do they call you on YouTube?
You know my YouTube nickname is?
Tell me.
Stephen B. Smith.
Wow, I love it.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Molly. You know me bringing in that businessman. I got plans for my boys.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Where the money reside? Okay.
Seriously, though, why are you in such a good mood right now? Did you go to Elmo's last night? You have some steak?
No, I did. I did not do such thing. I got in. I got some rest, and I got my girl Sumatra and my boy Juvie right next to me. And so when I'm hanging with them, they make my mood better because they shield me from dealing with you.
They shield me from dealing with you.
Yeah, so they got my back, and I'm good.
You know what, Stephen A., you're suspect, but your team phenomenal. Your family, your team, the people around you. So it makes me think a little more highly of you, but I'm kind of like,
The people you hire are first class, and you leave the suspect stuff to yourself. Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. You guys want to take a commercial break and then do a little more TV? Sounds like a fun plan.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
My name is George Lester III. I'm a graduating senior here at Morehouse College studying finance from Austell, Georgia. And when I think about what it means to really embody Black history on a daily basis, I can't help but think about the many struggles and sacrifices that many of our predecessors had to endure in order to put us in the positions that we're currently in today. When I think about what I want my contribution to Black history to be, I really want this to be one of inspiration and motivation to help others not only acknowledge and understand the sacrifices that were made for us to be where we are currently, but also to help people continue to make similar sacrifices and motivate others to continue to elevate and progress our communities for generations to come.
House and love that vocation right there. This weekend, MetLife Stadium will host NHL's next two outdoor games on ABC and ESPN Plus. It's the Stadium Series Saturday. The Flyers square off against the Devils at 8 Eastern, and Sunday it's the Rangers and Islanders at 3 Eastern. All right, back to the association. Right now, Nikola Jokic is the odds-on favorite to take home the NBA MVP at minus 175, followed by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at plus 275 and Giannis at plus 700. Now, roll call, please. We bring in sports betting analyst, our friend, Joe Fort and Baugh. There we go. Stephen A., we got your music, buddy. There we go. There we go. Both of us. Wow. This is a dance off right now. I love it. Oh my goodness.
I love this music. What's up, Joe?
Do you feel
What's up, Joe? You're
Frank Sinatra?
I'm not going to be winning any dance offs against him. Let's not even think about the dance off. That's his territory. That is not my territory.
Okay.
Let me tell you something right now. Not only are you speaking for yourself, you're speaking for Molly too, because I don't think she can dance like that.
Have you ever seen me dance? Stephen, have you ever seen me dance?
Which tells me all I need to know.
You've seen me try?
I see you. I said I've never even seen
you
try.
Yes, you have. Remember when we had the concert? Remember when we did the show live on the roof?
No.
Yes, we did.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no clue what you're talking about.
South Street Super.
It's a dance off.
We were on stage.
It's a dance off.
No. 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 I saw you do push-ups. You understand? I saw your head hit the ground going back up and down. Yes, I saw that. You understand when you're doing a push-up for Mad Dog, but that was it.
You're dead to me, going straight to voicemail. All right, Joe, you're my friend, though. You got a futures bet on NBA MVP that you like. Talk me through it. Break it down for me.
Molly, I hate to do this because I want to grab your back right here in that war against Stephen A., but I got to grab Stephen A.'s back. I agree with what he was talking about 20 minutes ago. Value and opportunity on Jason Tatum. 50-1 at ESPN Bet, 100-1 elsewhere. 27 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game on the best team in the NBA. But Stephen A., we got a problem here. We got a problem with this bet. We need more superstar moments from Jason Tatum. He's got no superstar moments.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic, 6 30-point triple-doubles. Luka has gone for 70-plus. Joel Embiid went for 70. Giannis went for 60-plus. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 39 30-point games. We need superstar moments from Tatum if we're going to cash.
But, Joe, he's had superstar moments in the past, and they still haven't given it to him. This year, you're devoid of any because they're annihilating the competition. They're the best team in the NBA by a mile right now, record-wise, and he's the best player, even though he got a $300 million teammate. Come on now. At some point in time, we got to sit up there and look at him. Consistency, night in, night out, averaging 27 a night for the best team in the NBA by a mile? Come on now. We can't hold him to that standard. As long as he doesn't do it against my Knicks, I'm rooting for him. I just don't want him to do it against the Knicks. That's all.
We need a couple superstar moments. We need a couple big games if we're going to get this one over the finish
line. Okay, he'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. It's easy.
Sorry,
Jason
Molly.
Tatum.
I'm fired up right now. I need to make some money. Tiggity Tiger Woods back in action this week. What do you have
Tiggity
on him?
Tiger Woods?
All right, this starts in about an hour. We got 1 hour. Tiger Woods is going to tee it up at Riviera for the Genesis Invitational. It's on ESPN Bet right now. We're going to bet yes, he scores 70 or better. We're betting on the big cat. Only a communist would be betting against Tiger Woods at this stage of his career. Last three starts at the Genesis, 70 or better in the first round each time. Starts fast. Problem for Tiger is that at this point in his career with the injuries, he tends to fade later
Can't
in tournaments.
Last.
I like him starting fast here. We're going to bet that he shoots 70 or better today.
Okay, if you want to say that, Joe, I'll go with you because he does start fast.
He does have that potential. We know that for a day he can be greater than most, but he does fade because of the slew of injuries, age, attrition, all of that coming into play. And that's why I don't think much about him these days. I know that day one, Tiger Woods could do damage against anybody. Day two, three, and four is where he has me wondering about him.
Sounds like you. Okay, the Warriors lost a tough one last night.
All.
You got to play on Golden State for us, Joe.
I like him to make the playoffs. Good price at plus 120. You look around, you can find up to plus 150. All right, let's take a look at Golden State right now, playing some of their best basketball of the season. They have the sixth easiest schedule in the NBA the rest of the way, so a lot of opportunity to make up some ground. One of their big problems last year, they couldn't win on the road. They're winning on the road this year. They're 12-12. Jonathan Kuminga wasn't scoring at all early in the season. He's been a godsend for them the last month. He's going over 20-plus consistently. Draymond Green is back. I like him to make the playoffs plus 120.
I completely agree with you, and I think it's also worth saying that it's great for the game of basketball because Kuminga is looking the way that he's looking. Draymond Green, even though he's edgy, he's elevated them big time defensively. Steph Curry is still a perennial superstar in this game. And Klay Thompson, despite his struggles, 17 points, a career worst. You know, the shooting from three-point range, like 37%, a career worst. Those are numbers at least 25 to 27 teams in this league would want from somebody on their squad. If Klay Thompson gets going, look out for the Golden State Warriors. I completely agree with you there.
Very smart analysis from you today. Very smart analysis. I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job.
He's doing okay. He's doing fine. Hey, Stephen A., great news. Guess who's going on tour this year? Just announced. J-Lo and Shakira. All right? Oh. There we go, both of them. Right. You want to see
that's
me
dance? That's more you than me.
You want to see me dance?
That's more you than me, but that's
pick up some tickets.
I actually don't.
Tickets to those two.
I actually don't. But if you need some tickets, I'm happy to get them for you.
That's
I'm happy to get them for you.
Whatever. I've got my own hookup.
Really?
I don't need
you. Did Molly just say her hips don't lie? Sumatra, I'm looking at my sister Sumatra. She just said her hips don't lie. That's what Molly just said on national television. Her hips don't lie. That's what
you
she said.
You say
that's
way worse stuff.
See what I'm talking about?
Should,
that's
you
it for me,
your,
everybody. I'll see you next week.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ooh, special night, and she's something special. Tonight could be the night Caitlin Clark breaks the Division I NCAA scoring record. She needs just 8 points. I mean, come on. To pass Kelsey Plum. Stephen A., to use your term that you love so dearly, how box office is Caitlin Clark?
I think she's spectacular. I think she's going to be the biggest box office attraction in women's basketball in short order. You know, I know it sounds like I could be a bit biased. I had the pleasure, as I've told you on several occasions, of doing an interview with her. And when I was there with her on stage to do something with her, 10,000 people showed up. This woman is special. She is a marksman. She is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. And I understand the Cheryl Swoops of the world or anybody else. There's a lot of players that have been excellent in women's basketball throughout the best. Ionescu is obviously spectacular. We see various others as well. I remember the days of Cheryl Swoops and Cynthia Cooper and how big Lisa Leslie and how big time they all were. And I'm not taking anything away, but when you consider the evolution of the game of women's basketball, how popularized it has become, particularly in women's basketball, it's no longer just about Pat had some of the Tennessee, God rest her soul, or Gina Auriemma at your school, UConn. Now you see LSU with Mulkey, who left from Baylor to come there. You see what they're doing at Iowa because of Caitlin Clark. This girl pulls up from the parking lot. She will pull up from anywhere on the court. You have to literally guard her the minute she steps past half court, because she has that kind of range, that kind of confidence, no conscience whatsoever. And oh, by the way, she's smart, she's articulate, she's got a wonderful family who loves her dearly and is always by her side protecting her. The school protects her, they love her, they cherish her, and she answers the call, not just with her performance, but with her character. There is nothing missing from this young lady when it comes to playing women's college basketball. And I believe that in short order, whenever she goes to the WNBA, she will be the biggest star in the league, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I truly believe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I saw pictures when you did that event together. The crowd was pretty epic, Stephen A., and obviously people showing up for you as well. You're being humble. Yesterday, our own Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne reported that Warriors owner Joe Lacob reached out to the Lakers about acquiring LeBron James and pairing him with Steph Curry at the deadline. Okay. LeBron shut the trade down, though, but Ramona and Woj say to keep an eye on this after the season, where though it's unlikely for the Kings to leave L.A., he could use his opt-out to do so. Here's Steph's reaction to that report.
Obviously, a guy like LeBron, you would probably call just to see. I don't know what the depths of those conversations were, but that was a nice little surprise this morning, for sure.
Wendy's back, Perk's back, Stephen A's back. Okay, Wendy, I'll start with you. Would LeBron and Steph be the greatest NBA duo?
Something tells me that it wasn't Woj and Ramona's story that was the first time that Steph heard about that phone call about LeBron.
But, how about that?
But we'll just suspend disbelief for the purposes of this conversation. I can't say that, even though I'd love to see it. And by the way, I made a joke about this yesterday, but they are both trying and planning to play for Team USA this summer in what will be the best, highest level basketball competition maybe in the history of the sport. And so we will maybe get a chance to see them in that setting. Neither of them are in their primes. I know we say that they're in their primes. 8 years ago or so, when they were playing every year, that would have been the issue. The problem is when you're evaluating this, Steph has had some great teammates in his career, and LeBron has had some great teammates in his career. You know, being in the front row for 4 years and watching Dwayne Wade and LeBron night after night down in Miami, and I'm not even comparing Dwayne to Steph, it just, that was such an experience. I actually believe that the most compatible teammate LeBron's ever had with him has been Kyrie Irving. I felt if they could have stayed together, they would have been amazing. So before you even get into my childhood, remembering Jordan and Pippen, and even Magic and Kareem, Shaq and Kobe, as out of respect to Mad Dog, I'll bring up Cousy and Russell, even though it's before I was born. I respect that. I don't even know if I can compare it, since they're not in their primes, to guys they've already had. So it'd be fun to watch, but I can't go that far.
Okay. Wendy, the brilliance coming out of your mouth is undeniable. But sometimes you're so brilliant, you don't make things as simple as they need to be. So let me, and if I sound like Big Perk, forgive me. Wendy, come on, it's really not that hard, okay? Here's the deal, y'all, okay? Here's the deal. When you look at this, Steph with LeBron wouldn't even be the greatest duo in Golden State Warriors history. How about Steph when KD arrived? I'm not talking about the KD now, who, by the way, is only averaging 27-28 again. I'm talking about that KD that was starving for the championship, that won his first title that year in Golden State. That KD. LeBron and Steph together wouldn't be better than that KD and that Steph. So let's get that out the way. Secondly, I just want to throw this out there because I understand skill set is different and all of this other stuff. LeBron, all world, to Mount Rushmore, basketball, no doubt. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter God ever created. We get all of that. But does anybody remember Kareem and Magic? I'm just asking. Just because just in case
that people forgot about that? They were teammates from 79-80 to 88-89. 5 NBA titles, 8 NBA Finals appearances, 4 league MVPs, 3 for Magic, 1 for Kareem, and 19 All-Star selections. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean, we sit up here, and some people are like, oh, my God, LeBron James at age 39 in his 21st season. My God. Well,
do you understand that when Kareem retired, Kareem was the all-time leading scorer and to this day is still the only player in NBA history with one unstoppable move that nobody could figure out? Go ahead, Burke. Go ahead.
I mean, the answer is no, right? And to all the points that both of you guys alluded to, but let me say this, okay? There's no way in hell LeBron James is going down to Golden State to team up with Steph Curry. I don't give a damn if this is in the offseason and they can revisit the conversation. He better shut the conversation down because you know why? It would tarnish and take a hit on LeBron's legacy. And why do I say that, right? We know that LeBron is already cemented as one of the top, is one of the greatest players to ever touch the damn basketball. But when we talk about the GOAT conversation, the Jordan fans out there, Stephen A., I could see him grinning from ear to ear with that agitating smile he gives at times, saying, yeah. I know your GOAT didn't go team up with Steph Curry. And also, when has Bron ever been in the shadows of another player? That's what he would be doing if he go down to Golden State. So well, I don't see that happening. But let me say this. Let me say this, Stephen A.
Okay. Okay.
What people need to be aware of is what's going to happen with the Lakers this offseason. Now, I said mark the date yesterday on NBA Today on February the 14th. I'm saying mark it again today on February the 15th on First Take.
Right.
Watch what the Lakers do this offseason and watch the star that they bring to L.A. They got a star on the way. I'm telling you this.
Okay.
And the only reason, I can't drop it, I'm 95% right. And the only reason I can't drop his name is because I don't want to break that trust. You know what I'm saying? Reporting live from Kendrick Perkins.
Well, you can't break the trust.
Perkins.
You can't break the trust. You can't break the trust. You never do that. You hold on to it. We'll get over it. We can wait for it. You don't break nobody's trust. But I will also like to say this, just as an aside. Nobody brings this up because it's risque in a lot of people's eyes. You know, I don't give a damn. You know, I don't give a damn. Why the hell would you want to leave Lala, as in Southern California, to go to San Francisco? I got Gavin Newsom on speed dial. I respect the man.
Okay.
But damn it, they need to do a better job with the city again. For those of you who don't know, Gavin Newsom is the governor of California.
It's a great lesson
The streets of San Francisco.
Lights.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving L.A. to go to San Fran. So that's another reason LeBron wouldn't go. Let's just call it like we see it.
Mm. Perk, what's that line you used to say that was like my favorite of all time? Like, you're right 30% of the time. What was it?
It's early. I actually probably got to go sit down at the domino table with my great uncles and let the memory come back to me.
Okay, you do that for me.
Why I got to be the domino table?
If you could drop
why
that
I gotta
on
be the domino
me
table?
Again, that,
why
that's you lying? A good one. I missed that
because I'm
one.
From Texas.
You know good and damn well, Molly, he lying. Ain't no domino table. That brother's going to the buffet straight from the show. You know that.
I don't know. Perk's looking lean right now. I feel like
Look
Perk's focused right now.
Listen.
I love me my man Big Perk.
But don't you ever, Molly, ever associate the word lean with Big Perk right now. I'm gonna call you later. We gonna talk, Big Perk.
Slim Shady, settle down. Okay, let the rest of us eat and live. Just because you're on this
I'm looking
air
at
diet,
oh, Molly.
Aaron
Molly.
Yes, Steve.
Molly,
yes,
the good
Steve.
Lord couldn't stop you from eating. You won't stop.
Yeah, guess what? I don't skip meals, and I'm proud of it.
Molly, he's become the fashion police overnight, and he's also become a nutritionist overnight.
I mean, yeah, I know,
damn,
seriously. With no degrees.
Has my advice not helped?
Rest your lungs a little bit. You're coaching this weekend. Just take a breath. Just pause and think about things.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip,
You know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You got to have an edge, but I think he brings it out in different ways.
How? What kind of edge Dak Prescott had? I want to hear this. An edge from Dak Prescott? What?
Dak got edge.
With edge.
Dak plays with edge.
Dak is a damn choir boy.
Dak plays with edge.
Dak and Paul. Dak is not a scrub. He is a choir boy on the football field, bro.
That was Stephen A. on Micah's podcast last week. Take a listen to Micah and his teammate CeeDee Lamb defending Dak against critics like Southern Steve.
I hear the way Stephen A. talks. I hear how everybody talks, bro.
Me too. Bro, for me to sit here and just let him just do that, like you said, y'all could be the number one offense.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. So you're and please say this to the world, the people, that Dak can take us there. Please, please.
Dak can definitely lead us. You just also need other leaders, and that's why I'm pointing at myself.
Because
I can help him. You know what I'm saying? It's only so much he can do. He already got so much on his plate. You feel what I'm saying?
So much. He got the hardest job in America.
Man, come on. Think about it.
Hardest QB job? It's the hardest job in America. You the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, the hardest job in America.
No cap.
Hardest job in America. Just tell those working night shifts and double overtime on weekends.
God. Oh, my Lord.
What,
Stevie? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What do you got for us?
Listen. First of all, let me say this. I was having such a good time with Micah Parsons on his podcast. I had a bunch of appointments Super Bowl week, so we had to leave out of there like after a half hour, 45 minutes. I had to go. Otherwise, I would have stayed there for another hour. Okay? Damian Woody, Molly, and put them up on the screen, please, because I want to see them both when I say this, because I'm not joking around. I'm not laughing. I'm not playing. Not only did I tell Micah Parsons I'd come back, I was told that sometimes Micah Parsons does it from his house. I would fly to Dallas on my own time to return on his podcast because he told me he wants me back and he wants me to come on there. You know what I told him, Molly?
What,
you know what I told him, Woody?
He's got bring a sick set, by the way.
Listen. Bring your teammates. First of all, it's the set that I was using. It's Blue Wire Studios in the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. Wynn where we were.
Oh,
but the point is
I
this.
Okay.
I told them. I said, check this out. See? Well, listen. And you'll learn, Molly. Listen and learn. Stay with me now. Here's the deal. I told him I'd go to his house with his teammates. Bring CeeDee Lamb. Bring Gallup. Bring Dak himself. You can't make the kind of argument that they make it. It makes no damn sense. Now, Dak Prescott threw for 4,500 yards last year. Didn't he, Woody? Didn't he throw for 31 touchdowns and 9 interceptions? Didn't he once have a 5,000-yard passing season? Didn't they have the number one passing offense? I'm sorry, the number one offense and the top three passing offense. Don't you notice these numbers year after year after year? Dak putting up big-time numbers. Dallas's offense is prolific. And then they get to the playoffs. And all of a sudden can't do it. And that makes his job hard. I'm sorry. Oh. Jordan Love's job wasn't hard. Brock Purdy's job wasn't hard. I mean, excuse me. You're trying to win football games.
Hold on.
You're trying
to win football games. Let me say this.
If you can do it.
Woody.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I like to say sometimes when we complain about things, there's like first world problems, right? And things like that.
Right.
So if we're talking like first world, like white collar jobs.
Yeah.
Dax is difficult because he's got a lot of pressure, a lot of scrutiny. But if we're putting, like, everybody in the big picture, that's right. A ridiculous statement.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. First of all, the fact that they came at Stephen A., like, trying to protect Dak.
I love it.
From Stephen. No, what?
I love it.
No, I'm cool with
they
that.
They had no chance.
You know what?
They did it when I wasn't there.
I'm cool with that. But my first thought was, did y'all do that with the relatives who were coming at Dak? That's who, like, all the offseason noise has been their relatives talking bad trash in Dak Prescott. Did they do that? So, like, that's the number one thing. Listen. I go back to what Emmitt Smith, what Emmitt Smith was talking about with these Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like everybody got the podcast, everybody got this and that, and it's like these brothers are putting the cart before the horse, man. Like, when are we gonna see some championships?
That's my point, Woody. The point is this, Woody. If you can't do it because the pressure is getting to you, I respect that. If that's your position, September, October, November, December. Why is it always in January? Why is it that you sitting up there and the pressure don't have nothing to do with it? I mean, you doing what you're doing, you going out there and you performing, but then because you don't produce in January, all of a sudden it's the hardest job on earth. And CeeDee Lamb, oh my brother, wasn't that you on the sideline arguing with Dak during the playoffs? We didn't see that in September through December. We saw that when that playoff game arrived. So, again, I'm going to say it again, Molly, because it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons wants me back. I promised him I'm coming back on this podcast so we could finish the conversation.
Good.
I told him to bring the crew. I will show up by myself on my own dime. I will fly myself to Dallas, bring your damn teammates, and make that argument to my face again when I got more time and I don't have to rush out for an important appointment. Oh, I can't wait for that. And I hope CeeDee Lamb brings his ass there. I hope Gallup brings it there. Bring them all.
Bring them all. Stephen A., this is all I got to ask. Do you need an audience? Because I will fly down to Dallas just to witness this.
You could come. You can roll. Okay. I'll come. Anybody that want to come, I'll let you come.
So you
but
can
I will roll up by myself if they want me to roll by myself. Bring Dak. Let right. Dak okay. sit up there in front of that face and make that argument. My
Stephen
job is the toughest job in America.
Today is
please.
Incredible.
Stop it. Now stop incredible. That nonsense. I'll be the Micah Parsons. I'm coming to Dallas, baby. Just tell me when. I'll fly myself.
Right.
I'll fly
right.
myself. Bring them all. Bring
my
them.
First take after this.
That nonsensical argument. Let's go to break.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Stephen A., devastating news out of Kansas City yesterday at the parade in what was supposed to be a celebratory moment. Obviously, one life lost, many injured, children included. Very, very scary. Our prayers are with all those in Kansas City. What's your final reaction to the tragedy that occurred?
Well, my final reaction to that, piggybacking off of what I said at the top of the show. Molly, did you know that in this calendar year, there have been 49 mass shootings? In 45 days. This is according to the Gun Violence Archive. 49 mass shootings in 45 days. Three of them occurred yesterday, one in Kansas City and two separate shootings in Georgia. And one of the things I think that has derailed us as a nation is that it's been politicized. How about humanizing it? It ain't about politics. It ain't about left or right. It ain't about gun control or more guns. It's about us making sure that we love one another enough not to inflict violence upon others. And those of us who are willing to do that, ostracize them, identify them, and ostracize them so we can be better as a human race. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The simplest golden rule. We'll be back tomorrow.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.